This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What is going on? We got to unravel all of this, folks. I'm Scott Hinton. How are you? Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Let me start with a little bit of good news. Retail sales numbers for the United States came back in a big, big way for the month of May. A 17% increase, like the biggest ever recorded in history increase month over month. Now, part of that's obviously April was down because of the plague. But when it comes back like that, I think of, oh, this is going to be such an interesting few months to watch these numbers. And I have a vision in my head that our economy is going to come back. Might not be completely the V-shaped recovery the president's hoping for, but it's going to be something close to it. And that puts a wind at his back like no other for the election in November. It's I don't know. Just everything they throw at this guy keeps coming back with more. We're going to talk to Newt Gingrich about that. He has a new book about this, about the future of America. The Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, be here today on the program. We're also going to talk with Leon Francis on the situation in Atlanta. The statue's coming down. Leon is a national treasure is what he is. I enjoy him very much, good friend. He happens to be black. So therefore, in times like this, he is a good one to share his perspective because it goes against the wisdom of, not the wisdom, I guess, the narrative, if you will, of the left. So all that today on the program. Chris Larson also is going to update us on some things happening with the Reuniting Residents and Families Task Force. They are right now doing a press conference with the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association. We'll find out what that's all about coming up here a little bit on the program. We remain relentless in wanting that to happen sooner rather than later, the reuniting of families and residents. So we're pushing. And we will continue to push on that front. All right, so what's going on here is my question. What I mean by that is you turn on your television and it's all about, you know, the Atlanta Police Department shooting on June 12th. It's New York City. It's Seattle. And all of this is being put forward by the professional protesters known as Black Lives Matter, who don't think for a minute this is a hodgepodge little, you know, two-bit organization. This is a very well-oiled machine funded with zillions of dollars that has very good branding, as evidenced by the recent poll that we saw. Did you guys see this poll? Black Lives Matter polled higher than any politician in America. You know, at least the federal ones or whatever, I guess the ones they look at, the ones that are regularly polled, governors, presidents, higher than any of them. Higher than any politician. Now, what does that tell you? I think it tells you that America believes Black Lives Matter, which is wonderful. Probably just like they believe all lives matter, which is wonderful. Okay? And I get in the middle of a firestorm, you can't say, well, I'm not going to say Black Lives Matter, I'm going to say all lives matter. I'm just going to say Black Lives Matter? Of course they do. Of course they do. That makes perfect sense. So the branding thing, I don't, you know, it's they're good at it. But let's get to the root of what they do. They are community organizers, and community organizers many times have a DNA that believes violence is how the only way you can break through the noise. You got to burn some things. You got to break some things. You got to have a confrontation to break through the noise. Of everybody that believes that George Floyd's death was representative of what happens far too often in this country, where a white officer crosses a line with a black suspect, what percentage, Kevin Flynn, do you think makes up this overall Black Lives Matter sort of way of thinking, the protest movement, if you will.
Well, it's a handful. And it's a New York lieutenant, I think, 375 million interactions every day, and most of them just go just fine.
Right, but do you think that I agree with you. The incidents are rare. Okay. And I think the majority of people get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this Black Lives Matter, all the things we're seeing on our TV, all this protest movement, the cancel culture, all the stuff they're pushing right now, the anarchy, the mm-hmm. community organizing. I think it's maybe 15-20% of the overall movement. In other words, I can agree Black Lives Matter. I can agree what that cop in Minneapolis did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but I'm not black, see? So my opinion doesn't really matter here. But I'm talking about of people upset about that, of people upset about what happened. How much of the movement do you think they make up? 10%, 20%, a third? What is the number? And, of course, they demand and command all kinds of media coverage as a result of it. This feeding frenzy that has you believe that's the black community. I don't think that's the black community. So we're going to talk to Leon Francis a little bit about that today.
I agree.
800-228-0550. You got to unravel it all. You got to unravel it all. How about this one? We just talked to Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney. Now, Mayor Mahoney, Mayor Dardis, Mayor Judd, we're all part of an effort, along with other city officials, some school of education officials. They came together and sat down with the One Fargo Black Lives Matter individuals and helped plan not a protest, but a rally, a little celebration. Great event, okay? That was a couple Fridays ago.
We were there all day.
We were, a couple of Fridays ago, right? So now these folks have announced they want to do more rallies, protests, whatever. I asked the mayor, what are they? Well, they're protests. Why are they protests? Well, they don't want to sit down with us. They don't want to talk about anything. Do they have a permit? No. Were they told they have to have a permit? Yes. So they're going to, on Saturday, this is, again, Black Lives Matter, and the One Fargo group are kind of one of the same. They are going to keep marching until North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem has taken over the Fargo PD internal investigation from Mayor Mahoney. This is about a deputy police chief that it's bizarre. The deputy police chief, if you remember, was off duty that night, embedded himself there, and acted like he was one of the protesters. Has since apologized. He since was suspended for a week without pay, and because there were so many people that were outraged about it, he ended up resigning. So he's gone. Then they want charges for Michael Griffin.
So wait a minute, back up.
And they want
Tim Mahoney's in on it now, too? The cover-up? The mass conspiracy?
I guess so. They don't want him to have it. They got demands here, Kevin.
I guess. Okay.
They're going to keep marching until charges for Michael Griffin are upgraded to attempted murder for striking a protester with his vehicle. Now, you can't just say, I want that from justice. I want that from, in this case, Birch Bird, a Cass County attorney. I want this from law enforcement. It doesn't work that way. There's an investigation, and they decide. They have, and I don't know, I've got to know more about this Michael Griffin case, because when I first heard about it, I said, if a protester and a counter-protester had a confrontation, and then later the counter-protester ran into the protester and drove several blocks, I don't know if you call that attempted murder or vehicular, this, that, or the other thing. I don't know. I'd like to know. I've heard people say it's impossible to know the intent of that individual. And that's one of the challenges here. Now, if there was a confrontation earlier and then the vehicle, but I don't, do you prove that? How do you know? Is that true? I don't know. This is why you have investigations. They're going to keep marching until Mayor Mahoney resumes taking action on the list of demands he committed to. I mean, come on, Kevin. You hand a police chief a list of demands?
I know, man.
And he does it. He does it.
Not enough. Not fast enough.
He works for you.
We need it now.
Not the taxpayers of Fargo.
No justice, no peace. Right now.
They're going to keep marching until the Cass County District Attorney Birch Burdick charges against protesters for rioting or terrorizing are dropped. These charges are tainted by the actions of former Deputy Chief Todd Osmondson's investigations as authorized by Fargo Police Chief. They called him Chuck Todd here.
It's not, I know they did.
It's David Todd.
Yeah. Need a grammar lesson on your press release writing, too, just saying.
And they're going to keep marching until the killing stops. Look, I think they ought to do anything they wish to do in the way of law-abiding events. I don't think they should go march without a permit, and it sounds like they're ready to defy that. I also think it's very unreasonable to say, but I also think if we sit down and take this list of demands and we sort of break it down, now we're talking about logic, folks. Now we're into common sense. And I'm not sure this is anything other than publicity. And here I just read the thing.
Where's our man Wes? Let's get him on the phone. What's up?
Every news organization is reading it. And they're going to plan a march, 9 a.m. to noon, Island Park. Assemble at 9 and march at 10 and then come back to Island Park. They're calling it Justice Island. I can't keep this straight. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. On this Tuesday, I have an idea for you here. Meatball dinner sounds pretty good, doesn't it? They have these grab-and-go lunches that are home cooking that are so good you can't even believe it. Do you know you can become an owner at PetroServe USA as well? You own PetroServe USA. Yours. You own it. If you aren't an owner, just sign up. You like that little surprise dividend check that comes every now and then. Very nice. Plus, you'll have a meatball dinner. That's at the Harwood location of I-29. 12th Avenue North and I-29. Beef tips today at that PetroServe USA. Valley City, your choice. Chicken pot pie.
Mm.
Or a hot beef sandwich. Exit 292, I-94. And then just a bit west off of 29 on West Main Avenue in West Fargo. Actually can come either from location off of 94 just west of town, or you can cruise through 29 and take Main Avenue, head west. Swedish meatballs. That's right. PetroServe USA. All of the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. All right, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Who in the world were you talking with the whole break, and is she ready to chat with us on the air here?
Nope, she didn't want to go on, but just wanted to just tell us to keep up the great work. And
oh, how nice.
Just she's a little worried about everything that's going on, and I don't say that I blame her.
Yes, aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we all? But you know what? We need to focus all of our energy, all of our attention to one place.
The voting booth?
Exactly right.
Yep.
Donald Trump must be reelected. It has to happen. It has to happen. We're going to talk to Newt Gingrich a little bit about the bottom of the hour, but what happens if he doesn't win? Just think about it. Just trying to put your mind around that a little bit. Let's go to Lloyd in Williston. Lloyd, you're on What's on Your Mind. Lloyd, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. I was on just for a couple of minutes yesterday, and then your program ended. Sir, I'm independent living in a assisted living facility, and I'm really trapped here because I can't even leave the parking lot. I can't get to my doctors to get shots in my back or get my narcotics that I take for my back pain, and I'm just locked in. I don't know what to do.
Lloyd, do you have family in and around Williston or North Dakota?
No, I don't. I'm in Minot, and I've got a sister in North Dakota, but she's up by Grand Forks.
Because, you know, your family can choose to change your situation there, and I've heard a number of stories of people who have left, whether it be, you know, assisted living or basic care or any of the facilities, and have gone home to be with family members because they just didn't want to be away from them. They want to protect them themselves, and in your case, sounds like you need some medical attention. I would imagine if you need medical attention, the facility you're in is going to take care of that. They're not going to let you to go there. But as far as are you wanting to leave just so you can have your doctor's appointment, or are you wanting to leave because you don't care to be locked down in the facility?
Well, so to be honest with you, I'm trying to get to Arizona. My son is going to have a kidney transplant on the 24th of this month.
Yeah.
He hasn't had any kidneys for about 20 years. And I was on a waiting list for about 4 years at the Christian Care Center in Phoenix. And there was an apartment for me, but they wouldn't let any movers come in up here to my apartment to move me. So I missed out on the apartment.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. Lloyd, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your information off the air so we can connect you with some folks that can help, maybe from the state, maybe from the facility there. But I had Lloyd in Williston. Sounds like you said you're in Minot. So just hang on. Daniel, if you'd get him that information, that'd be fabulous. Okay? Jesse in Hazen, then Jamie in Bismarck on What's on Your Mind. Jesse, go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, listening to this poor guy up here in assisted living, my grandmother's in assisted living down in Bowman, and they were pulling the same thing, weren't letting these people out, and if they left the grounds, then they had to stay locked in their room for 14 days. They finally lifted that. I'm supposed to have an eye appointment tomorrow. I'm out of contact lenses. They're going to force me to wear a mask to go to the eye doctor, so guess what? I'm not going. I'm done with this. It's time for Governor Burgum to put his big boy pants on and put an end to all this baloney. You can't go to the swimming pool and take a shower because they got the showers all taped off, but yet you can go to the pool and play with other kids. It's just, this is getting, it's gone long enough. We're done. We've moved on to murder hornets. We've moved on to riots. We've moved on to summer baseball is going on. Enough is enough with all these restrictions and all these baloney rules. Let's get back to the actual normal, not that bullcrap new normal that everybody talks about. Let's go. I'm done. No more masks, no more restrictions. Let this poor guy get his meds.
So do you think that basically we're all smart enough to protect ourselves if we need protecting? In other words, if I'm susceptible to COVID and, you know, we don't know everything about COVID, we're learning more all the day, every day, and it's less, you know, of a threat than we thought it was, but it's still a threat. It still spreads. We don't have a vaccine. You think people can just... I mean, I realize the percentages are very low of your chance of getting it. I've heard some very smart things like, you know, your biggest risk is if you stand next to somebody for 10 minutes or more. Well, just don't do that, right? I mean, just let people protect themselves. Do you think that's the way to go?
I talked to a good friend yesterday, and he's in I won't call him an elderly gentleman. He's still out there working. I'd say he's in late 50s. He's got diabetes, so he's a little bit concerned. His wife has went through cancer treatment, so they're very concerned about her. Okay, I get that. But if you need to go out for your job, then you wear a mask. You wash your hands 20 times a day if you think that's what it's going to take. But I'm done being restricted. I won't wear them. If you require me to wear a mask to go in your business, you just lost my business. I'm out. I'll go shop somewhere else. I'll go to a different eye doctor. I'll go somewhere. I'm done. These people that are high risk, they can take the precautions or they can stay home. Should not be regulating all of the public because a handful of people are scared.
Jesse, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think a lot of people share your sentiment. They want to get smart about this. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Morning.
Morning.
First mistake Jesse made was using common sense and reason. So I agree with everything he was saying, though. This BLM, you're talking about the mayor of Fargo, they want all these demands. You know what these people are like, this Black Lives Matter? They're exactly like people who want gun control. You're never going to satisfy these people no matter what you do. I wouldn't give them anything because they're just going to keep going for more and more and more. And, you know, every time, no matter what happens from now on, if it's a justified shoot by the cop or not, they're going to riot. They're going to wreck stuff. They're going to protest. They're going to march. And they're going to demand more things until police are afraid to use any force. And then you're going to get more cops getting killed. And Black Lives Matter isn't going to say a word about that because they couldn't care less. But you can't deal with people like this.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't think they want to. I think they want the confrontation. I don't think they want anything. And by the way, what they're asking for, changes nothing. Doesn't fix anything. It's just a demand, and right. As you say, they'll come back with one other demand right behind that. So,
100%, Scott.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jamie.
Have a good day, buddy.
You too. Appreciate the call. So we're gonna give Newt Gingrich a ring here.
Nice.
Chat with him about his new book in a moment, and we will continue this conversation throughout the program today. So don't touch that dial. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got 5 tours for 2021. We do still have 1 tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to sign an executive order later today concerning police reform in America following weeks of protests over the issue of police brutality, as the House and Senate are also crafting separate bills on reforming police departments. Here's Democratic Senator Cory Booker.
There are practices in this country that one day we will look back and say are archaic. But right now, in this moment, the question is will we step up and do what we know will save lives in America?
The chairman of the FCC says yesterday's massive T-Mobile network outage is simply unacceptable. The commission investigating the outage that took down calling and texting for T-Mobile customers nationwide, impacting those with other carriers as well trying to reach T-Mobile customers for about 12 hours. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Before the top of the hour. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. If you haven't yet purchased it, Mike Lindell's book is worth every penny you're going to pay for it. Plus, he throws in a $25 MyPillow gift card for you to use any way you want. It really is an amazing book because of the story it tells about how no matter what adversity, from drugs or alcohol or anything else, no matter how far you fall, there is a way up. There's a way back from crack addict to CEO and creator of MyPillow. You can't make that up. Pretty incredible. 800-506-9028 to buy the book. Use the promo code SCOTT. You get the $25 gift card from MyPillow or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. 800-506-9028. So Newt Gingrich has a new book out. It's called Trump and the American Future. Oh, I'm excited for this, folks, because I do think we got to keep our eye on the ball. We do, through all of this. So let's find out what our friend Newt has to say. Newt, welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'm doing great. It's a thrill to be back with you. We've had so many years of talking about ideas and occasionally being frustrated and occasionally being very, very successful. So it's always fun to be back and have a chance to chat about where we are and what's going on. And certainly this is as chaotic a period as I can remember in my lifetime. And it's kind of wild and woolly.
Is it organic, Mr. Speaker, or is a lot of this by design from the president's enemies?
Oh, I would say a very high percentage by design in the broad sense. I mean, you have a very left-wing news media now, which is 93%, 94% are hostile to Trump. Him publicly now. I mean, it's like watching Maoist China. I mean, somebody at the New York Times accepts a column from a conservative senator and boom, somebody at the Philadelphia Inquirer puts up a headline that says buildings matter too, actually a column by their architectural columnist, and the guy's fired. And I mean, everywhere you turn, the ruthlessness of the left has really exploded and become a major part of American life.
You, like the president, have long sounded the alarm about the harm China means to do to the United States in many ways. Do you believe that the China virus was a weapon from them and timed to affect the president's reelection chances?
No, I think it's possible, but I think it's not very likely. I think it's more likely that it escaped from a military lab. I do think it was produced in the lab and did not start in a food market. And you've had people both in Israeli intelligence and in British intelligence say that. I think that they then, once it broke loose, they behaved in the most destructive ways possible. So they didn't tell the world the truth. They cut off airline travel from Wuhan inside China. but they kept airline travel between Wuhan and the Western world. Italy got hit so hard because there are about 100,000 workers in northern Italy, and they were flying back from Chinese New Year. And, you know, for 3 weeks, the Italians ignored what Trump did in closing off the airplanes. And then for about 3 weeks, they were importing the disease direct from China. And it really knocked Italy for a loop. They're beginning to recover now. But for about 10 weeks there, it was very, very tough. It resembled the worst of New York City.
Let's pivot. Of course, you know Italy well these days, since your lovely bride is a wonderful U.S. ambassador to the Vatican and spending a little time over in Rome these days. We're glad she's there. And, you know, it really is amazing the amount of service that you and your family have undertaken. We really do appreciate it very much. So let's talk a little bit about the future. Trump and the American Future is the title of your book. Is the future of America being determined right now? If Trump wins, we have one future. Trump loses, we have a different future?
I think this is the most consequential election since Abraham Lincoln in 1860. And I wrote a newsletter recently at Gingrich 360, which is available for free, in which I said, you have to think of a Biden-Schumer-Pelosi machine. You can't just think of Biden. But you have to say to yourself, if they end up winning this fall and they have total control, how radical will they change America in the first year? In that particular newsletter I outlined, and it's very sobering, and you get a real foretaste of that. Nancy Pelosi passed a $3 trillion bill, which I've done a series of podcasts about, which has got so much radicalism in it. It's everything from legalizing illegal immigrants to giving illegal immigrants $1,200 in stimulus to releasing prisoners in such a badly written section that actually they would be releasing 6 serial murderers as part of it. And you just go down this list, and it tells you how bad they will be if they get real power. So I do think that the Trump revolution that began in 2016 has begun to move America in the right direction. I think it's a tragedy that just as we got to the lowest black and Latino unemployment rate in history, we hit this virus, and the public health people, you know, basically insisted on a total shutdown. And the result is the government created a depression where Trump had really built a great economy. Now, I think he's working overtime to bring that economy back, but it's very sobering.
Yeah, it is. And again, a lot of that by design from the other side to try and make things worse. So what would you suggest the president do? Knowing what we know about the way that he is under attack here and what's happening, knowing also that you've got, you know, those swing voters who really are the audience, what's the best plan between now and November for the president?
Well, I think, first of all, he has to come back and focus and offer a very bold economic growth and jobs package. And I would say a combination of suspending the payroll tax so people have money in their pocket, going to 100% expensing for business so you have a huge incentive to invest in new factories in America, creating a very, very large infrastructure program to modernize our ports and our railroads and our highways and our airports and to really bring us into competition head on with China economically. I think he's got to have some kind of package like that. And I think that he's got a campaign with a real choice. I mean, if you want the country run from Washington, D.C., and you want the kind of very slow growth that will keep us in a depression for a decade, you ought to vote for Biden because that's what he stands for. But if you want to go back to encouraging entrepreneurs and encouraging small business and encouraging people to go out and get jobs, then you ought to vote for Trump. And I think that has to do the Trump campaign.
How does he handle the mob, the people that have taken control of Seattle? You've got the monument mobs pulling things down. You've got Atlanta over the weekend didn't like what they saw there. Burn a Wendy's, right? I mean, how does and then the media, of course, and how they cover it's another thing. Like for instance, St. John's Church in Lafayette Square, president goes there because it's been burned. President goes there because it has historic significance, and all of a sudden he's mocked for clearing Lafayette Square of thugs who are throwing rocks. It's just unbelievable. So how should he maneuver those shark infested waters?
Well, look, I think first of all, he ought to speak directly to the country, and he ought to offer a program. There was a very nice column done the other day by Cal Thomas describing the idea of a contract with Black America modeled off what we did back in 1994. I think that this would be a good time for the president to tell some truths that are pretty shocking. You know, the last Republican mayor of Chicago was 89 years ago. The last Republican mayor of Baltimore was 56 years ago, and Nancy Pelosi's father and brother were both mayors of Baltimore. Just go around the country. Look at who runs these places. Look at who really, in fact, is cheating poor Black children in school, cheating them in their neighborhoods, cheating them in their housing. And every time you turn around, it's going to be a Democratic government at the city level. In a lot of places, as in Seattle, you have a Democratic governor, a Democratic mayor who's clearly nuts, and a Democratic city council in which some of the people are so radical, they're actually helping the people take over that part of the city. The mayor described it as that this is not really a problem because we're going to have a summer of love, which I think was a reference to Haight-Ashbury in 1965. We have to just say to people, okay, if you really think that America's future should be like San Francisco with, you know, with feces in the street, needles in the street, thousands of homeless in the street, I mean, if you think that's an acceptable future, you've got a party that'll bring it to you. And if you want to keep poor children trapped, you want to leave them hopeless. When you look at how big the difference is between the private schools the elite send their kids to and the public schools they trap these children in, you can understand why there's a huge amount of frustration. We should not shy away from saying, you're right, you ought to be frustrated. And by the way, here are the people who are doing it to you. They're called Democrats.
So good. So good to hear Newt just lay that out with such common sense here on the program today. And there's more of our conversation with him coming up in just a minute. We recorded that, by the way, just before the show today, so I'm not able to take calls for him. I'd love to. But Stephen Fargo has a comment. Let's get you in here before the break, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, they said it was recorded, but my question to you then, because Newt's not there, is that is the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the other, you know, folks that are, you know, quote, running, you know, Joe Biden, I don't think he's running anything. I don't think he knows where he is. That's a whole other story. But are they just colossally ignorant, or are they truly Leninist, Marxist? We think that communal living is the way to go, even though it's never worked in the history of the world.
And most of what you said in the latter, I would say, that would be my guess, and I'm guessing Newt would say the same thing. These people are naive. They've wanted an agenda for a long time, and to be able to get it is their number one mission. So they don't sit across some table from Donald Trump saying, okay, I want this, I know what you want, so let's find out a way where we can put our ideas together and put something forward. They're like, we got to stop you because we want to run the show and force all this down the throats of the American people. I was struck from Newt saying essentially, depending on who wins in November, either are going to continue some momentum here of some common sense, still up against an enormous swamp of people that want it differently, or if Joe Biden wins, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer get their way, you won't recognize America pretty quick.
Well, you can't. The contrast you make is, in January of 61, when John F. Kennedy was inaugurated. I mean, listen to that speech. Listen to what he's saying and compare that to anything that comes out of any elected Democrat's mouth currently. Their party does not exist anymore.
True. Very, very true. And that's another interesting thing to watch through all this. Steve, appreciate the call. Good common sense there. Fred and Wing wants to talk about statutes. Grant Bismarck wants to talk about private security. We've also got some other news coming up and more of our interview with Newt Gingrich after this.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393. 701-223-3393 or at hatandsons.com. hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you.
That's right. They're open
and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4, come on in to PetroServe USA.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Montreal. Was he Canadian, Gino Vannelli?
I believe he was,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, all right. How about that?
His
birthday today. One hit wonder. Gino Vannelli.
Yeah, 68 yeah. today.
Memories of love. I like that song, though.
I just saw his birthday.
I just want to stop.
Exactly.
Got to tell you a little bit about my friends at the University of Mary. If you're looking for a fresh start, even in your current job, and wanting to grow in that or pursue a different career, whatever it is, right now the University of Mary is a great place to do that. Go online to online.umary.edu, and you're going to check out...
Do you hate it when that happens? Hey, we're doing a radio show here.
It's even worse when it's your producer
yeah.
who's calling you with all the bells and whistles going. Anyway, online.umary.edu, your application fee is waived if you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, okay? That's all you got to do. And then right now they've set up an entire team to support the military. You served your country. The University of Mary wants to serve you now. And they are a military-friendly school, online, in-person classes available for busy adults. So go online, online.umary.edu/military services to find out more about that. Classes start on a continuing cycle, so love to have you be part of that. All right, before the break, we were chatting with Newt Gingrich, a former Speaker of the House, a great author, Fox News commentator, friend of the president's. His book, Understanding Trump, I had to hand it to everybody that doesn't get Trump. Because if you read that book, you'll understand how the president does what he does. But his latest book is talking about Trump and the American future, what we have to look forward to. Before the break, we were talking about Newt saying, look, the agenda the Republicans have is much better for inner cities, much better for people to find themselves. And so my question to him is, well, I agree, but why doesn't the message resonate? Are we not delivering that message well enough? What's the problem?
First of all, you have to have the guts to stand and fight. And generally speaking, Republicans are intimidated. And they're intimidated in part because, you know, they don't know how to survive in the press. I mean, when you have a totally hostile news media, and every time you walk in to do an interview, you know that they're going to be coming after you with totally biased things, it takes a Reagan or a Trump, or to some extent Gingrich, to be able to take their question, reframe it, and drive it right back at them, which is what and most of our guys, frankly, don't have that level of skill, and they don't understand who the other team is. They go into these interviews as though these people are neutral when they're the active enemy of the Republican Party. And so you have to start by thinking it's a little bit like a hockey game or a football game where the referee's actively on the other side. So you've got to make sure that you never let your guard down. But I also think this is, you know, one of the reasons I like Trump, with all of his weaknesses and all the things people say about him, he has the sheer courage to have told the truth over and over again. You know, he went to NATO and he said, you guys aren't doing enough. And they didn't like it. They were very angry about it. But then they also began doing more because the truth was they weren't doing enough. He went to the Chinese and said, look, it was a lousy deal. We're not going to do it anymore. And they didn't like it. I mean, one of the reasons that Trump has a lot of people who don't like him is he is breaking up the old order and he's breaking up all the rigged deals. And my hope is that he will take on the challenge of being poor in America and recognize that from Lyndon Johnson to today, for 55 years since the Great Society was created, we have poured trillions of dollars into social programs that don't work. And therefore they leave people trapped and impoverished and no sense of a hopeful future. And then they surround them with police who they see as an occupying force, not as a neighborhood police force. And then they start resenting everything. And behind that, you have a hard left, which is Antifa. It's the college professors. It's the people at CNN and at the New York Times. And those people want to stir up trouble. They think that's their duty in life.
And do they love America, in your view? Do they, I mean, you know, I know that there's, like, the monument mob, for instance. I mean, they claim to hate the Confederacy, the flags, the statues, the representing of the past. Do they hate the Confederacy or do they hate America?
Oh, I think a lot of those people are anti-Americans. And I've done several podcasts on the war against America. I mean, if you look at what they claim their goals are, and this is, by the way, also true of Black Lives Matter. And if you look at the actual organization, as a slogan, it's a very powerful, very effective slogan. But the actual organization, for example, wants to destroy the nuclear family. Now, I don't know why they want to destroy the nuclear family, but it strikes me that's a pretty, that's a fairly strange goal.
To say the least, that's for sure. What's the most important thing you want to leave our audience with in the way of advice? They can buy your book, I know that, and get a blueprint, but pull a thought out of there.
That's frankly, part of the reason I wrote Trump and the American Future was to give people a textbook that they could use to argue all summer and fall in the campaign with their friends and their neighbors. I would say the most important thing I would say is this is literally a fight for the survival of the United States as a constitutional republic under the rule of law. And if we lose this fight and you end up with a Biden, Schumer, Pelosi machine, we will rapidly become like Chicago or California, and we will lose control of our country probably for, at a minimum, for a generation or more, and maybe for longer than that.
That doesn't scare you nothing, Will.
Oh, man, right?
Mr. Speaker, you're the best. Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. The book is out June 23rd. It's called Trump and the American Future. From Rome today. That's right. Calliste, his wife, you know, is the U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, the Vatican. Kind of a cool gig. More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's TiogaMD.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.